Everyone keeps telling me how my story is supposed to go. Nah, I'm gonna do my own thing.
That is Miles Morales in Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. Just one of many increasingly visible black characters in sci-fi and fantasy. And black fans in the real world have opportunities to gather and celebrate. One of them is called BlurredCon, blurred as in black and nerd. It's a Comic-Con-style extravaganza, but it also puts on other events throughout the year, including at this weekend's anime convention in Washington, D.C. Here to talk about it is the creator and CEO of BlurredCon, Hilton George. Hilton, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Are we in a cultural moment for black nerds or blurreds, as you call them? I'm thinking of black characters in Marvel movies, black creators like Jordan Peele.
Absolutely. This wave has caught on with the Marvel wave. A lot of the mainstreaming of nerd culture has brought to the fore characters, creators, writers, directors of color, and the fandom is responding.
Yeah. Just stepping back, when you say blurred, black nerds, help us understand what you mean. You're not talking Coke bottle glasses, suspenders, right?
Actually, I am.
Oh, you are? Okay.
It's mainstream fashion now. Everything that I grew up fighting and being bullied about is now fun and mainstream, and my nephews are running around in Mario hats, and no one's saying anything, and I'm wondering what's wrong with the world I live in.
So at your annual convention, what happens? What does it look like? What does it sound like?
Oh, listen, we have a barbershop, which is a distinctively black, you know, cornerstone. We had a barbecue, which evolved into a food truck rally. We love music. We have music coming out of every corner of the convention. The type of guests that we book are black nerd creators and writers and stars. And we get some really great panels to talk about things that are relevant to nerd culture and the black space.
I want to ask you more about the cultural stereotypes that you're up against in broader culture, in black culture. I wonder if any examples come to mind, maybe for you.
Well, you know, in the black community, a lot of what is known in general as nerd culture was often stereotyped as white.
Where there are play that game or read that comic book, it's, quote, white? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, and it's a little bit about just being nerdy and being weird. For instance, in middle school, you might get teased as being something other than black if you were wearing an anime shirt or if you were, you know, hanging around people who played Dungeons & Dragons. And again, this is all prior to the Marvel Cinematic and television universe becoming so prominent. And I'm seeing the evolution of the older generation of black parents bringing their younger kids to the convention and then understanding where nerddom is, because no parent wants their kid to get bullied. So this urge to tell them, be normal, stay in line, don't stand out, is something that's a carryover from the civil rights era, you know, where we were kind of like being oppressed. So now, you know, you're seeing this loud fashion, loud music, this loud expression, and it's beautiful. It's this really fun experience and very unique.
Has there been pushback to this? I'm thinking about, you know, in our culture, it is filled with tales where whiteness in the storytelling has been the norm. And now, say, the studios, they're trying to tell stories relevant to all of us, say, Black Ariel, right, in The Little Mermaid. I gather there's some amount of online vitriol against this. What's that been like, and how do you respond to it?
Interestingly enough, there hasn't really been that much of an overt pushback from the white community. And the reason why, I believe, is that we're not a threat to white nerddom. We make money for everyone, right? So Black Panther made $1 billion. Black people didn't put $1 billion into Marvel Studios. That went to China, that went all over the world, and everyone bought in.
So there aren't people who say, you have messed with The Little Mermaid. Any of that?
Oh, absolutely. I think you see more of that in the online than you see it in the actual. So there's nobody outside of The Little Mermaid picketing. I don't think that it gets to that level within the nerd culture and
but
nerd
But it's on the outside online who...
Yes. Okay. And the algorithm rewards it, so it amplifies those voices to making them seem like there's more people out there that are not enthusiastic about it than there really is.
And as there is more celebration of black nerd culture, how do you get excited about the moment?
I really feel that this is a great time for young people coming up. I met a young man. Well, I said young man. He was like four. Who was at a con in North Carolina. And it was two kids. It was like four and six. Both of them were dressed as Black Panther. And they were white. And the father says the only superhero they wanted to dress up as, the only cosplay. And then we're at a Comic-Con. Mm. And I was thinking to myself, like, how much of a better person will these young men grow up to be, having, you know, embodied a character who has that particular story of power, strength, intelligence, poise, and how could they ever fall victim to, you know, the tropes of white supremacy that we've come through in this country's history? And I think we have a position now where we can actually really open up doors in society that maybe politicians and traditional media heads can't do.
Hilton George is the creator and CEO of the BlurredCon convention. Hilton, thanks so much for the time.
Thanks for having me.